You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Children eat worms and bugs and all sorts of things when they crawl in around.
The Wire.
Amidst the mess that was 2020 and may well be 2021, 95BFM underwent a trek up north over the weekend to commemorate the 181st anniversary of the signing of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. On February 6th, 1840, around 40 rangatira and representatives of the British Crown signed what would be the founding document of Aotearoa New Zealand, with one version in English and the other in Te Reo. Te Tiriti was a document that declared Māori rangatiratanga or sovereignty, yet also the treaty declared ultimate sovereignty to Queen Victoria. You can already see where this starts to get confusing. Ultimately, Te Tiriti is one of the causes for a number of disputes, conflict, intergenerational trauma, poverty and inequality that Māori face in Aotearoa, New Zealand. In heading up to the Waitangi Treaty Grounds, I had one question in mind. Should Waitangi Day be a day of commemoration or a day where grievances are laid to bear, or both? I wanted kōrero with everyday, ordinary people instead of politicians that the media tend to glorify on this day. I asked how people were feeling about the day, how they felt the vibes were around the treaty grounds, and whether or not we should move on as a nation, focus on the past, or both. Firstly, I spoke to a stallholder in one of the many marketplaces around the area. So we're just wondering how you feel about Waitangi Day, how you're feeling about today, and just how you feel about Waitangi in general.
I don't know. I'm a bit, I suppose I don't really know like too much in depth about the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I know about the history and bits, but I feel okay about it. Like, I'm having a good day.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really good way for lots of different cultures to come together and just celebrate being together. Especially with COVID and everything.
Yeah. Absolutely. Do you feel like the vibes here are more happy or more angry and grief?
Everyone's been happy.
Yeah.
And really like not welcoming, but just happy, I suppose.
Whatever's in the news.
How do events like Waitangi Day help you as someone who's running a small business?
So this is our first time like here.
Yeah.
Probably only like our third market we've ever done. And I think it's good. We really just do this and enjoy coming out and being a part of different communities.
Yeah. Awesome. Waitangi brought in people of all backgrounds, cultures, different perspectives and agendas. Protests began as early as the conclusion of the dawn service when a wahine jumped out of the crowd and passionately criticised the ceremony, claiming that we cannot commemorate when Māori are still overrepresented in homelessness, poverty and prison, and I am inclined to agree. Not too much later than that, two individuals spent a large part of the day reading out the names of every rangatira who had refused to sign Te Tiriti. Amidst this protest, I spoke to a representative from Te Wānanga or Aotearoa.
So, how are you finding the general mood around today? Is everyone quite happy, or is there quite a lot of grief surrounding? How are you finding the vibe here at Waitangi today?
It's not as busy, just due to COVID.
Yep.
People aren't sure. But I haven't been back to Waitangi for like 5 years, so I've come back this year, and it's just growing. It's not a holiday to drink alcohol and just do whatever you want to do. It actually means a lot more, particularly to our younger generation.
So do you feel... what does Waitangi mean to you? When someone asks you, what is Waitangi Day, how would you answer that?
It's just a day to remember what's happened and what's in front of us and what is our future going to look like for our kids and my own children.
So do you think we should be focusing on the past or looking forward or a mix of both? Or
I think you just have to acknowledge the past but definitely move forward.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our kids, a lot of our mukapuna and just people in general are taking the time out to remember Waitangi and what it stands for.
As I said before, the Waitangi Treaty Grounds were a mashup of all sorts of people and groups, with each presence being important, one way or the other. Rainbow Youth made its first Waitangi appearance this year, an important step in LGBTQ+, and in particular, takatāpuhi activism. I spoke to a few reps from Rainbow Youth and particularly asked about the importance of LGBTQ+ presence at Waitangi.
So how have you found the vibes here at Waitangi today? Has it been quite a happy, like pleasant experience, or has there been some grief and anger displayed as well?
So this is our first year at Waitangi actually, so hopefully we'll be coming back for the next few years. But it's actually been great. We've been having a mean amount of kōrero with a bunch of whānau here. The kōrero's really gone.
Yeah, super inclusive, friendly. The vibe's so nice and chill this year.
Yeah.
It's been nice chatting to everyone.
How important is it to you to have a Rainbow Youth presence here at Waitangi Day, where you've got such a mashup of different, you know, people with all sorts of backgrounds? How important is it that we have LGBT representation here as well?
Oh, that's such a great question. Oh, so important. We don't have enough. We want heaps of support for our takatāpuhi whānau, and we are here to help represent them and give them a space to feel like they're also loved amongst our community. Absolutely.
Yeah, really, I also agree. I think it's really important. But the really cool thing about being here is everyone's been so friendly, coming up to us, talking about the mahi we do and how important it is for their community. So yep. We've had a really good response, which is encouraging as well.
When you hear the term Waitangi Day, how does it make you feel? Does it make you feel like a commemorative mood, or a mood where, you know, there's a lot of grief? How do you personally feel about the term Waitangi Day?
Personally, I feel like it's always a mixed bag of feelings. It's like mostly always like commemorative and remembering our past. But it's meant to be here today in the present with such great attitudes around. So.
Yeah, and as a Pākehā person, I think over my lifetime the definition of it has really changed. So it used to just be a day we had off, and as I've grown older and gone through like my own learning, I now see it as a day to celebrate, for people to celebrate their Māoridom and what it means to be Māori in Aotearoa, and also acknowledge the grievance and the hardship sometimes that goes along with that.
Yeah. Great, thank you so much. You're really, really...
As a Māori, I felt it was important that these perspectives were told. While for many, Waitangi Day is a day where Māori grievances are unleashed, the individuals that I spoke to see Waitangi Day as an opportunity to celebrate being together wherever we come from, and I'm inclined to agree. However, the romanticized commemorative messages spoken by the people at the top as moving on as, quote, one nation, as spoken at the Dawn service, do not change the fact that millions of acres of Māori land confiscated and bought at the hands of the Crown have not yet been returned or properly compensated. Politicians talking about how much we have progressed in terms of unity and peace does not change the fact that our tūpuna had our reo beaten and shamed out of them. Pākehā speakers talking about how New Zealand can be a beacon of light in a messy world does not change the fact that Māori represent over 50% of the prison population. Being told to move on does not change the fact that the John Bankses of the country can call our tikanga a Stone Age culture and Māori as people that will come in through your window. Being told that New Zealand isn't racist doesn't get rid of the shaking experiences of being followed around a shop or having someone clutch their bag as they walk past you. February 6th, 1840 is a date that creates a number of emotions for people. My goal as a 95BFM journalist was to make sure that the ordinary everyday person was listened to and acknowledged in their perspective on a day that conjures a number of conflicting emotions. It is, however, a day that brings people of all backgrounds together with good kai, good music, and a good time. And because of that, should be celebrated while acknowledging the racial problems New Zealand faces today.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.